Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The meat sector of the livestock industry saw a tough year in 2019, with some improvement possible in 2020. University of Kentucky agriculture economist Dr. Kenny Burdine says retail meat prices were affected across the board, with prices down for the broiler industry.
But that really is the reason why we've seen so much growth. It is a very inexpensive source of protein. We see growth, financing has been readily available, and you know all indications are it's going to continue to grow. In terms of prices, broiler prices have been down in 2019. A lot of this, I think, is two things. Some may be somewhat trade-driven, okay, but a lot of it is just simply substitution. We had pretty sizable increases across all three major meats, and when you see that, you tend to see some downward pressure.
Burdine says there were a couple of factors that impacted the poultry industry.
A colleague of mine and I, Jordan Shockley, did some work this past year looking at the possible impact of avian influenza. And I'm showing you a chart here that this would be the 10-kilometer radius quarantine zone if we had an outbreak in, just say, McLean County, for example. So I want you to understand how big an impact that would be if that were to be an issue. So the sector is very healthy. However, risks do exist, mostly in terms of biosecurity, disease, and certainly natural disaster.
He adds the swine industry also had some price challenges.
First off, note the volatility, about a $30 per hundredweight difference in the high and the low from 2019. But at the end of the day, prices for 2019 are going to be a little bit higher than 2018. It's a little bit better year. The good news on the hog side, though, looking ahead, I think it's hard to overstate the significance of African swine fever in China.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
UK ag economist Dr. Kenny Burdine says the cattle industry was tough as well in 2019.
Brutal calf market for us, right? Calf markets reached their lowest level since 2016, and prior to that, 2011. 550-pound steer averaged about $1.34 this fall, so he was about 10 cents lower than he was last year, which is about 50 bucks a head difference on our bottom lines.
He is hoping for some improvement in 2020.
I do think this spillover impact from African swine fever is going to impact all protein markets, and it's going to impact beef as well. So I'm pretty comfortable saying I think we'll see a better year in 2020 than we saw in 2019 in terms of both calf prices and yearling prices.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.